This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I guess we start with 95, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they are holding firm that they are not going to trade Myles Garrett, which I do believe Andrew Berry's intention is not to trade Myles Garrett. It is to get Garrett extended, make him the richest defensive player in NFL history. And, if you can't win his
wannabe,
well, thanks for stepping on my punchline here.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
That's how
I roll, man.
If you can't win his loyalty, you might as well buy it.
There you go. You know what the Les Levine used to always say about comedy? What makes someone successful about comedy? Ask me the question.
What makes someone
successful timing
about comedy?
Timing. That's less joke. Here's my point, and I'm trying to find the tweet that somebody got like angry with me today about.
I'm not the only one that stirred the hornet's nest.
Here's what I said on the air. I said, you know, Jeff, I go, Myles Garrett has virtually no ground to stand on here. He's got, I don't know. The only thing he can do is hold out.
Right.
And if he chooses to hold out, he chooses not to get paid. And so we got in this whole conversation about Clutch. I'm like, well, if Clutch represents him and they want him to hold out, then Clutch should pay him while he's out, right?
Correct.
So, I don't know that you think that's happening?
No.
No. So, and then we got in this big debate about how, you know, it's not basketball. LeBron understands the landscape of the land here, and he can probably obviously see that fans aren't anywhere near as agitated as they were with him when he left the first time. So,
right.
I don't think Clutch, it doesn't matter who his agent is. Doesn't matter. He doesn't have any leverage.
No.
And so that was, and I said that, and people tweet, does Baskin know he doesn't have any leverage? Really? Thanks. Yeah, I know he can be here up to 5 years. Thanks. I get it. And I just don't understand why people don't listen. They're like, you make one statement and you say, hey, the only leverage he may have is holding out. And by the way, Daryl, I am 100% believing that this thing's going into the season.
Really?
Yes. I think it's going into the season. If Andrew Berry had an ounce of sincerity today, this thing's going into the season.
Well, I think that the offer will probably come in Indianapolis at the combine.
Unless he signs a long-term deal. I'm sorry, I should have said that, preface that.
I think what's going to happen is he's going to get together with the Clutch folks, Berry, that is, at the combine. He's going to present his offer. They're going to say thanks, but no thanks.
Even if it's the largest contract in the history of the NFL for a defensive player?
Yeah. I think that Myles is really serious about this.
I do too.
I also feel that Berry is serious about not wanting to trade him. And I also feel that Berry is convinced that whatever this plan this offseason is going to be, and whatever it, however it looks, or whatever it ends up looking like, I should say, I think Barry's convinced that that's the fix. And that intrigues me just as much as it scares me. Because he presented his plan to Miles, right?
Right.
And Miles still said, yeah, no, I'm going to be traded. I want to be traded here. Yeah. And then he has applied the public pressure to be traded. So it's going to be an interesting offseason. I think I do agree with you. I think this can get very ugly very quickly. Barry is going to try and keep this as professional as possible. Not to say that Garrett's camp isn't, but I feel like Miles is willing to do whatever he has to do to get himself out of Cleveland.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm with you. That's why I think this thing could go into the season. I don't think we're going to see... We're definitely not going to see him at any of the things that aren't mandatory, right? That's never going to happen.
I wouldn't be surprised if not only does he sit the off-season program out, but he sits out mandatory minicamp.
Oh, yeah. And regular camp.
Right. And well, I don't know about
regular. If he doesn't want to be like if he's sincere and he's going to stick to his guns the way we think he is.
Right.
Why would he even show up for regular camp?
Yeah, I just think that.
Is he going to be a hold in? Stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, I think he'll probably like have a hamstring injury in training camp or something. So he doesn't get fined, but he doesn't participate.
I mean, I'm not against Miles on any of this.
I mean, that's like, a I think he should get paid. On his part, though, right?
Well,
I mean,
faking an injury?
Yeah. You don't
faking
get fined.
An injury.
Yeah, you don't get fined. But
and by the way, doesn't he have bad feet already?
That's what I'm saying. The feet are going to hurt a little bit.
I don't know.
Bad friction?
No, what's it say about the guys that he's been around the last couple? I mean, I understand the business part about this, but... I don't know. I think the whole thing just sucks. I'm not going to lie. The whole thing sucks.
Yeah, it does, but it's the reality of the situation. It's part of the business of football. And, it is going to be really interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Here's the other reason why I don't believe it's going to happen before the new league year.
Okay.
Is because I think Barry's going to put his plan in place. Barry's going to go through the offseason here.
Assuming that he's playing, right?
Well, he's going to go through the offseason here and put Humpty Dumpty back together in his mind and make the moves he wants to move. He's going to put the contract in front of Miles, the extension, the offer. I expect Garrett to reject it. But it the offer's still going to stay on the table. And then after Barry's done with the draft, he's going to go back to Miles and say, do you like what I've done? And then...
Well, you brought in two defensive ends to replace me. I don't understand. Of course.
No, No. That's
let me just check out my muscles.
That's sure. Going to be...
Wrong guy? Okay, sorry. Never
mind. Yeah, no, not funny at all. Basket.
I can't make Daryl laugh just once. I can't say, he's the world's strongest man.
Did you hurt your arm lifting it like that?
No, I'm just
I actually, you know what? I think I just tweaked my rotator cuff.
There you go.
This is why you don't eat Rice Krispies as a kid, folks. When you become adults, you start to snap, crackle, and pop.
Oh my God. That is have you seen the two guys that just sit on the chairs and tell dad jokes back and forth?
Yeah, there's who does the dad jokes? There's someone two in town. No, there's someone in town on TV.
Who's one I just saw?
Is it Wince that does the dad jokes on TV?
I don't know. There's two guys I see on the internet every day. So there's some joke about, I can't even remember. It was so bad. It was something about water on the grass. How do you know?
How?
You just do. You just do. Like that kind of dad kind of joke, silly stuff.
What else you got? You hit me with another one.
I don't know. I'd have to look them up. I got to rip off these guys' jokes to tell you the dad jokes. I just, you know, my dad said every time we drove by a cemetery, people are dying to get in there, and that was it. You know, you've never heard that one before.
I heard that many a time.
Yeah, I mean, so who knows? All right, what else did we learn about Miles? I mean, there were only like 15 questions about Miles Garrett in the open session.
Yeah, I think that what we learned is that Andrew Berry is very steadfast in his approach, that he's not going to just make an emotion. And we know this about Berry. The question that needed to be asked, and if I were there, I would have asked, Andrew, what does it say
hard-hitting
about the job you have done as the general manager with this roster when your best player requests a trade because he no longer believes you and the organization are capable of winning?
Daryl Ryder gets answers. Next, it's always game day in Cleveland. Daryl, what else would you have fired at him that was missed in this press conference?
I won't say it's missed because Daniel from ESPN did ask about the, you know, why aren't they aligned or whatever.
It was close.
So it was close to what I would have asked. But I would have pinned Barry down on the fact that they're a losing organization.
He answered every question like it was the first time he had ever heard the question.
Yeah.
Even when it was the same question that was just asked two questions ago.
Yeah.
It
was a great question. I appreciate the question.
Oh, it's a great question. I appreciate the question. Appreciate that. You know, at this time, we just believe what's best for the Cleveland Browns is Miles Garrett, and that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
It's basically what he said about 100 times.
Yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing. Did you honestly expect him to say
no, something? I didn't say anything. In fact, I'm impressed with his poise. That he did treat every question like it was the first time he had ever heard the question, even though he got the same question 20 times.
You were impressed with his commitment to the bit?
Yeah. He sold it hard. Sold it. Like Emmy award-winning performance.
Yeah, so
I'm trying to think. Phelps said something else that came out of the press conference today. He was like, I had an epiphany over this because I believe. Oh, what was it? Give me a second. I'll think of it. There was another thing that came out in the press conference today that continue on with Miles Garrett. And I'll remember what it was. I think it had something to do with the draft.
Well, he's going to be here in the offseason program. They won't trade him before the new league year. They're going to offer him the contract like we talked about. Barry's going to call this bluff. I see a scenario where we get to training camp, Miles reports, Miles does not participate.
All right. I think that's where we are. I think we're in the same boat. I think this thing drags on into the season and week two or three during the regular season, Miles will be sitting in a suite.
Really? You think it's
going to we're going that far with this thing. Listen, you got two different sides that have both dug their feet into the ground hard.
Yeah, but you know what? I do think that there is a way for this relationship to get salvaged.
But it's up to Miles. And if Miles is going to lean into his agents and his agents are propelling him into what he's saying, especially like doing the media row stuff, that he is going to, why am I paying my agents? I'm going to do what they tell me to do at that point, right? So my boots are going in the ground. And then he's just got to think, well, I know I'm not playing right now. I know I'm sitting out, but whoever picks me up next, they're going to end up paying for it. So I'll charge them for these games that I've missed. I'm just the way both sides are on this thing. The only thing that Andrew Berry could be on the other side of this, and because he was so steadfast that he's going to be a part of the team, is that he did do a good job of making, perhaps if they believe what he was saying,
right,
making other teams believe that there is just no way he's negotiating him out of town.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.